Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are opening up the show with our friend Axel Merck. We posted a missive on our site from Axel earlier in the week. Specifically, we posted it on Wednesday. It had to do with the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar going back to 1913. It's really pretty interesting when you consider that the purchasing power of the dollar back in 1913 was around 100%, and now it's down to virtually nothing in comparison to that. Starting out with Axel, let's talk about how the dollar has really lost virtually everything since 1913 in terms of purchasing power and what your suggestions are so people can hopefully circumvent that, at least to an extent.
Well, I mean, obviously what you're referring to is when you take a dollar in 1913, if it could buy $100 worth of goods, nowadays it can buy about $5 worth these days. I mean, that's, and what we're using here is the consumer price index. So we're using the official government statistics, and we have talked about it, and I'm sure you've talked about it with other guests. Many people think that the consumer price index underreports inflation. And the question, of course, why is that the case and what can we do about it? And the reason that's the case is because debasing the currency through inflation in particular helps the government finance itself. It's a tax. It allows the government to have more debt. And it's one of the great incentives for us to work, because we first work for a living, we get taxed and we hold money, and then we have to work even harder so that what we have saved is worth anything at the end. And of course, as you allocate your money, you don't want everything in hot internet stocks, especially not 1913, but putting it in cash is just not a very safe option.
Axel, I want to talk about interest rates, more specifically real interest rates, because you have an interesting chart in your article that talks about how much interest the federal debt is having to pay just because of how much we hold right now. But you also mentioned that it is probably unlikely that we will see true, real, positive interest rates for any extended period of time. Can you get into this, please?
Well, sure. Let's first explain what real interest rates are. Most people have heard the terms, but basically the interest rate that you typically get in your bank account, if there's any, that's what you normally get. Now, real interest is if you take inflation out, what you have at the end of the day. And in recent years, well, you've got nothing to begin with and even less afterwards. But even during, and so when a central bank, the Federal Reserve, is very tough, then you get rewarded for a savings account. The problem that we are facing is that the government has so much debt. They, at the same time, they only, quote unquote, only pay $200 billion a year to pay their interest on all this debt, on the marketable securities anyway. Now, in 10 years from now, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that that number goes up rather substantially to about $900 billion. And with that, the Congressional Budget Office assumes that we're still not going to pay what we historically have been paying. If we go back to the average rate that we have been paying in the past 40 years, we would be paying in 10 years from now $1.2 trillion on interest expense alone. Now, my view is we can't afford it. With that, the Federal Reserve has a very strong incentive to keep rates low. When that happens, well, something has got to give. Inflation can show its ugly head, or when the Fed is very actively engaged in keeping rates artificially low, that can weaken the dollar further.
A question for you. You know, you talk in your article a little bit about interest rates and the price of gold, and you ask the question, will interest rates, rising interest rates, exert downward pressure on the price of gold? Well, interest rates should be rising, and I think the general consensus right now is that sooner rather than later, interest rates are going to gravitate upward to where they probably should have been for a long time ago. They haven't been at that point, because if the interest rate today was at an accurate level, for lack of better terms, among other things, the United States couldn't pay its debt. So we'll just assume that in the relatively near future, interest rates are probably going to rise. What impact will that have on the price of gold, in your opinion?
Well, as you know, aside from gold, we look at currencies quite extensively throughout the world. And interestingly, when a country reports higher than expected inflation, you would think that the currency sells off. But usually quite the opposite happens. The currency rises. The reason the currency rises is because there's the expectation that the central bank is going to jump in, be tough, get rid of those inflationary pressures, and therefore the currency has to rise. Now, in practice, not all central banks are created equal. Guess what? Not all central banks are going to react to rising inflationary pressures. Janet Yellen has just all but promised us to ignore inflation. And so what happens is that as we have good economic data come out, the market is going to assume interest rates are going to go up. And then the question is, well, how far are they going to go? Are we going to get compensated for the inflationary pressures that are building up? And for the reason I just explained, amongst others, I believe that it will be all but impossible for the Federal Reserve to impose positive real interest rates, meaning to truly make it worthwhile to hold cash. They can do it in the short term, for example. And so as those dynamics play out, people will think, oh, yes, the Fed is on top of the game. And then they'll realize, well, maybe not. And so if you look at it in the medium term, we think that interest rates will be much lower than they should be. It doesn't matter where interest rates are exactly. It matters where they are relative to inflation. And it doesn't matter whether it's relative to the inflation reported by the government. It's to real inflation in the economy. And there, the market will dictate the tone. But because, of course, many of these government statistics are distorted, it's very difficult to navigate through this, and so investors need to make up their own mind whether they think the Fed can play tough out there if inflation is a problem. And if they don't think inflation is ever going to be a problem, and if the Fed is going to be headed by Paul Volcker again, well, maybe gold is going to go down. But if a Janet Yellen might just keep interest rates low for a little bit too long, even if they tick up, then gold can do quite well in that environment.
Axel, we did have the FOMC statement and Yellen do a little question and answer period after earlier this week on Wednesday. And the FOMC has really changed their outlook and direction, forward guidance, really, for how they're going to set their interest rates. They said that they were focusing on inflation and unemployment, but then they changed their tone and said that they got a little bit more vague, actually. And I think that just speaks volumes about how they're saying that they actually can't control these figures as much as they would like to with the amount of money printing that they're doing. This is slowly losing its effectiveness, so they need to start looking at other avenues to impact real interest rates, but also inflation, all these things that go into this. Do you think that the central banks have the power that they do anymore, or are they just slowly printing themselves out of business?
Well, the problem the Fed has is that it's transparently confused. The Fed has manipulated so many asset prices that they can't gauge the health of the economy anymore. And so they're reading the tea leaves just like anybody else. And that's why they first say, oh, we look at employment. And then they say, well, employment is pretty useless. So why did you use it in the first place? Well, it played an important role. If you look at the statement of the FOMC, if you have the energy to read it, they're getting longer and longer and longer. And it's these are real essays. And this time around, Janet Yellen, the press conference, referred to the statement within the statement. Yeah, and that's exactly how it feels like. And so it's not like, think about it. Most policymakers, you may like them or you may not like them. They actually think they're doing the right thing. It's just that throughout history in central banking, the smartest people in the world were central bankers. And yet they always get it wrong. And it's just human nature that it is, humans cannot predict how these things should unfold. They cannot fine-tune these things. So the best thing for them to do is to get out of the way. But instead what's happening is as a crisis is mounting, they're trying to get more and more engaged. With that, they cause asset price misallocations, or nowadays we call them bubbles, and things are for rocky ride. That's why we talk about gold so often, because gold is kind of the simplest remedy against many of these things. But if you're more sophisticated investors, there are tons of other things you can do. Indeed, if you're sophisticated, you can navigate these waters. If you're just a saver that put your money into a savings account, you're probably going to lose out.
Want to learn how to navigate these waters? Here's what you have to do. Go to our favorite site section and click on the banner for Axel Merck. You're going to get a lot of good information there. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Corey, you have to admit, Axel Merck is one of the most interesting guys out there. You know, it's funny, I go back a long ways with Axel. I met him at the various investment conferences, probably starting about a dozen or so years ago. Got all the time in the world for that guy. Also have all the time in the world for a gentleman by the name of Arturo Prestamo. Arturo is the president of a company called Santa Cruz Silver. In the interest of full disclosure, they are a sponsor on our site. Neither Corey or I, by the way, own any stock in this particular company right now. But I'll tell you, if I were going to buy stock in a new company right now, I would definitely buy Santa Cruz Silver. Why? I'll tell you, purely and simply because I think it's one of the most interesting silver situations in Mexico. Actually, one of our companies that is doing very, very well right now, Santa Cruz Silver Mining. Number of press releases have come out of late. We're going to chat about two of them right now. First of all, Arturo, on March 18th, you came out with a press release with some production numbers for December 13 versus January 2014, and the numbers are very, very interesting. In December of 13, your silver ounces totaled 18,329, and your silver ounces as of January 2014 were almost twice that at 31,525. Gold came in in December at 31, came in at literally a little over twice that in January of 63. The lead numbers were the same. The zinc numbers were the same. The silver equivalent ounces, 27.4 in December versus 55.449 in January. Things are going well for you down there.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're very excited on how Rosario is developing. We finally got to level two with our main ramp, opening four more working faces. Rosario 1 and Rosario 2 veins are proving strongly today with higher grades than our resource estimate. Of course, we're today with average head grades of around 280 to 300 grams of silver when compared to 190 to our resource estimate. So we're very excited on how the mine is developing. Tonnage-wise, we're increasing productivity pretty much on a weekly basis, and we're now, as I was mentioning, at level two, and we'll start mining with a different method there, long holes. As you might know, those methods give you significantly higher volumes. So we're very excited that we're on track to keep moving forward. Our first mine, right, our Rosario mine, and we have, in addition to both veins, we have identified a new mineralized zone that we call the R30, which is proving really strong at some points. Average through width in 4 meters, grade same as Rosario 1 and 2 veins, 280, 300 grams of silver. So we're very excited on how the mine is starting to evolve and how the ramp-up mood is keeping track and going in line at Rosario. So you will see this doubling production on a monthly basis in the next coming months.
Arturo, you mentioned that you guys are producing higher grades than what your resource estimate came out with. So my question is, are you specifically attacking these zones that you think have the higher grade, or is this just a positive benefit that you guys are seeing simply because the grades are higher in some places than others?
Actually, that's a very good question, Corey. We actually expect that. We actually expect higher grades than the resource estimate. When they build the resource estimate, our consultant used the resource estimate kind of a methodology where you carve out some of the higher grade real holes and then you consider the average grades as part of the resource estimates. But we knew from our drilling campaigns, we knew that the veins were higher grader, and we're proving that as we developed them.
What are you guys going to do with that over $12 million that you just raised? That's in this kind of market, that is very, very commendable that was accomplished.
Well, first of all, we're going to move forward, San Felipe, to get that mine ready for production in a short time here. We'll finish some technical studies here. You'll see a PEA coming for San Felipe, which will be graduated to a pre-feasibility study in the next coming months. So we're going to spend some money doing some developments in San Felipe, especially in two of its veins, Ventana vein and Las Lamas veins, and keep drilling there in some areas that we have identified very strong upside potential at San Felipe. In addition to that, we'll start moving forward again all the rigs in Gavilanes and getting to know the property better. We held last year the drilling campaign that was very successful in Gavilanes. So we will start putting hands again on Gavilanes, aiming to finish the phase two of a drilling campaign there, where we believe we will keep proving that that is a very, very strong property. Those are the two main use of proceeds for this $12 million. And also, I mean, we'll keep a healthy treasury and a strong treasury.
Arturo, one thing that really interests me about Santa Cruz is not only do you guys have a mine in production, but as you mentioned, you have two advanced stage projects as well in San Felipe and Galavanas. But then you also have an early stage exploration project, I see. Can you kind of sum up the overall goal for the next 6 months on how you're going to move the two advanced stage projects, but also the early stage exploration projects forward?
Yes, Corey, sure. Well, in San Felipe, pretty much we're going to do some developments there to have it ready for production and to allow our technical consultants to build a pre-feasibility on time and during these coming months. In Gavilanes, we'll keep doing exploration there and adding ounces and getting to understand better the property and trying to prove that the mining method that it seems to be appropriate in Gavilanes will be finally the right one. So that's the main focus right now, these two properties. Well, most important focus, and we cannot lose track of that, is just to keep focused on Rosario, to ramp up properly and to build cash flow from Rosario as soon as possible in a level of 500 tons per day, right? But as you mentioned, Corey, I mean, we have a fourth property, El Gachi property, which is 30 kilometers distance from San Felipe. It's very convenient for us, as you can be pretty much in and out of that property any moment where you have your team in San Felipe. So this year we're not going to spend much money in El Gachi property. We're just going to do some mapping and surface exploration, aiming to delineate a drilling campaign for El Gachi, which maybe we can start next year. But we believe so far that the information we have today and what we have review about El Gachi, that could be a very promising project as well.
You know, I got to tell you, you have developed the company into one of the more successful mining companies in Mexico, and we're looking forward to continuing to discuss the results that you're coming out with. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand a couple of things. Number one, Corey and I have gotten to know Arturo personally, and he is a very, very serious mining executive. There's no question about it. He's done wonders with this company, which was started initially as a private company. Look where it is today. This thing very possibly, and here's a little bit of a forward-looking statement, which you have to take it as such, but that is, I look forward for big things to be coming.
Al, to further your point, I've been following Santa Cruz Silver for well over a year now. I like the way the story has developed, and I will be putting out a buy order in the next couple of days to pick up just a small amount of shares because I have that much faith in this company. This is not investment advice. Please keep that in mind. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with the business editor of the Epoch Times, Valentin Schmidt.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call call the free a dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're switching it up a little bit now, bringing on a good friend of mine, the business editor of the Epoch Times, a newspaper based out of New York that deals with issues around the world. We have on the line with us right now Valentin Schmidt. Valentin, we want to start talking a little bit about what's going on in Ukraine, more specifically Crimea, and the European perspective of what is happening over there. Al, I think you have a couple of questions for Valentin, don't you?
Yeah, Valentin, I do. You know, most of the news that we get from here in the United States anyway, and I know that you're back in the United States right now from Germany, you definitely have a European perspective, however, but I really question sometimes the accuracy and, more important, some of the perception that comes out of the American press regarding the situation in the Ukraine. Tell us from your perspective, you know, you're German, you spent most of your life in Germany. How does this thing working out?
Thanks, Al, for bringing me on here. Of course, I'm back in the United States for about a month, but every day I read the European papers, and basically on this issue, there's not much different to what the European press writes than the American press. And I think there's a couple of different levels we can talk about. So at first, we have the standard mainstream view that is the same here in Europe. So Putin's the bad guy. He's the aggressor, and the Western world should do something against his aggression against Ukraine, etc., etc. So I think that's a bit too superficial. The second one is, of course, we've heard about the riots that were maybe reportedly instigated by third parties to topple the government, and that has been a pattern throughout the Arab Spring or in Syria or wherever what have you, that people are being paid to cause trouble. And then I would like to add the third layer, which is that actually, if you look at it, for Europe especially, just in a hypothetical world, yes, it would be better to not be dependent on Russia. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, that would be better. So let's go back to the different levels. I think the first level is pretty clear. Yes, Putin, there was some aggression from Russia to Ukraine. Russia didn't leave the country alone for obvious reasons. They need the control of the Crimea and Sevastopol to control the Black Sea. Otherwise, they have no naval projection power to the Mediterranean. I think that's pretty obvious. And the background story is funny, though, because I forgot the name. I think, no, it was Khrushchev. A Ukrainian who was head of the Soviet Union about 50 years ago gifted Crimea to Ukraine, thinking that obviously it's going to be part of the Soviet Union, so who cares? Well, that didn't turn out the way he thought, because once the country split off, it became part of Ukraine, and the Russians had to sign a deal to lease it so they could keep the fleet there. And Yanukovych, the former Ukrainian president, he agreed to extend the lease, which is maybe why now we come to the second layer. Some external parties, I won't say who, caused trouble to get Yanukovych out of power, which is, of course, also unacceptable. I mean, from an international legal standpoint, cannot just topple democratic or semi-democratically elected governments in such a way. And with Yanukovych, according to my knowledge, he's obviously not the leader you would want to have. I wouldn't want to live in Ukraine. But on the other hand, also not a person who commits genocide like the Chinese government, for example. So you could have just, you know, let him be, and things would have remained stable. And then to discuss the third layer, and that's the European dependence on Russia. I mean, obviously, if you look at Russia, human rights record dismal. The society there is also, it's an oligarchical society. It's dependent on raw materials, no innovation, no productivity. It's basically, it's not a fantastic country. I also wouldn't want to live there. I'd much rather be here in the United States. And now you have Vladimir Putin, who arguably is one of the best realpolitiker on the planet. He's a real, he plays hardball and he's good at it. But to be honest, I wouldn't want to entrust myself or the future of Europe in his hands. Why? Because Russia's record under his rule, in terms of human rights, in terms of assassinations of journalists, for example, or imprisonment of investors and opposition leaders, is just much worse than you have in the United States. I come back to the fact that it's all a relative game, and we all know the problems the United States have when it comes to civil liberties, when it comes to economic issues. But if you put the two next to each other, then I still much prefer the United States. And then let's come back to the dependence. So Europe depends on Russia mostly for gas. Now, that's not going to change whether you're going to have an independent Ukraine or not. The game changer for that was the Syria thing, where they wanted to build a pipeline from Qatar through Turkey to Europe to supply Europe with gas, and that's why, again, Putin was against it, and he won. That was the actual game changer for Ukraine. It doesn't make much of a difference whether you have Yanukovych or not. The gas is still coming from Russia, and Europe is dependent on it. But is that a good place to be? No, I would much rather have a Qatari pipeline supplying the gas with United States backing to Western Europe than having the Russians supply it.
Valentin, we've chatted at length about this topic and chat a lot about how the economic politics behind it are a huge player to go along with the gas that you just brought up. And we have Bob Moriarty on the show, who's chatted with us a few times, and he keeps on noting that the U.S. spent and has admitted to spending $5 billion in Ukraine to destabilize what was going on over there. Do you have comments on this?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the second layer within the mainstream media, which is, of course, despicable and illegal to destabilize a democratic government like that, because there were people dying because of that wouldn't have died beforehand. And I cannot condone such a behavior. And especially if you look at it more from a realpolitical angle, then what's the outcome? I mean, if anything, you made things worse, because now Putin is in Crimea. The Western world, Obama again, has shown that they don't want to play hardball for good reasons, because the costs are just too high. So why do you start that in the first place? Why don't you just leave it as it was and have this Putin-loyal Yanukovych guy there, because, again, the gas flows no matter what. It comes from Russia, and if Russia wants to turn it off, they turn it off, and if not, then not. So why escalate the situation unless you are prepared, of course, to go full swing? So I don't really understand why the motivation behind that.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I don't understand the motivation behind it either. The one place where I have to give Barack Obama a little bit of credit right now, though, is the fact that he is backing off. I mean, the situation in the Ukraine is a very, very serious situation. Would it lead to a nuclear war? It's hard to say. When emotions get in the way, it's really hard to say what the outcome is going to be. I would like to think that the superpowers of the world really aren't that silly that they would take it to that level. I mean, when you talk about would somebody like Iran take it to that level, that's a whole different story. But when you're talking about, you know, the three major powers in the world, who I would define personally as being the United States, Russia, and China, I don't think it would escalate to that level. But it would get really, really unpleasant. You know, Obama right now is taking a lot of criticism for not standing up, etc., for basically, you know, kind of acting like a chicken walking around the barnyard, you know, with his chest spread out. But I really think, I got to tell you, I think personally that is the only thing that the United States can do in this case. Now, admittedly, we are recording this on Wednesday, and the show is going to air on Saturday, so we might have some serious changes by then. But I would be surprised, I really would, because there is no clear cut, overt aggression on the part of Russia. Number one, there was a vote, and number two, the press tried to bring out back that a Russian soldier, in fact, shot and killed someone from the other side. While it's pretty well been proven that shot was not fired by a Russian soldier. So, interesting. Valentin, thanks so much for your perspective on this. Truly appreciate it. You guys stick around.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, Valentin's perspective from a European standpoint as to what's going on in the Ukraine, specifically the Crimea, I thought was very, very interesting because we get a bit of a different perspective over here in the United States. Going to get yet another perspective from Maron Katusa. Maron's a good friend. He is the probably one of the most widely traveled people who I know, one of the most intelligent people who I know in a lot of areas. And Corey and I were chatting with Maron off mic a little bit about what was going on over there, the reasons behind the situation, and how it might play out. What do you think, Maron?
Well, I think it's playing out completely to Russia and Putin's hands. You know, we were joking how it's 2-0, 2-Putin, 0-Obama. First in Syria, now in the Ukraine, and it's all about logistics. Let's go back to 2006, and the European Union, one of the big financial pushes they were going to do is to support a pipeline called the Nabucco Pipeline. The Nabucco Pipeline was supposed to free Western Europe from its dependence on Russian natural gas. The crisis of 2008 happened. Guess what happened to the Nabucco Pipeline? They couldn't come up with the $8 to $10 billion plan budget. To actually build it would be even more. So that failed. Now, the interesting thing was now we fast forward to 2013. The EU tries to get Ukraine to join the European Union, but Putin, because of his relationships with the president, kind of held that off. Well, you know, the Americans have gone on record for the amount of money they've been putting in NGOs and trying to create the Ukraine to destabilize the Russian influence. Well, again, this is played into Putin's hand, and Crimea is a very important logistical port because that now solidifies Putin's plan to basically bypass Western Ukraine to deliver the gas to Western Europe without meeting its risks of Ukraine, and it's through the Caspian Sea, which is on the waters on the port of the Caspian. Now, let's go back. When Khrushchev in the 50s gave Ukraine to, Crimea to the Ukraine, remember, Khrushchev was Ukrainian himself. It was to mend wounds because Stalin killed over 8 million Ukrainians during the Great Purges. So Khrushchev never expected the Soviet Union to collapse. And when it did collapse, Crimea stayed with Ukraine. But historically, it was always Russian, the majority-speaking people, and its ethnic population is Russian, and it had a vote. Now, the West are saying that they're not recognizing this vote in Crimea, but the reality is it's now Russian. Now, it's interesting that the Americans are taking this perspective, but when Kosovo and in Serbia had its issue, Kosovo didn't even have a vote, and the U.S. pushed it. So the Americans have really outplayed themselves here into a corner, and Putin has now solidified its pipeline. The reality is this has now made the rest of Europe more dependent on Russian natural gas than it was before.
Man, there's no doubt that this was crucial for Russia to take control of Crimea. They kind of had control of Crimea before with just the amount of Russian natives there. It was a move that I guess we really shouldn't be surprised about. However, I want to focus on what's going to happen with the EU right now, because currently they rely on about a third of their gas coming straight from Russia, and Russia has been a reliable supplier for decades for them. But now their hand's really forced. Do you think that the EU is going to continue this dependence, or do you think that they're going to try to work on shifting focus maybe into different forms of energy or somehow producing more of this gas themselves?
Corey, that's an interesting dilemma that Europe finds itself. Unfortunately, because of if you look at what's going on in France or Spain, they've banned fracking. Ironically, you see what Germany's done with banning they're trying to phase out their nukes, yet they're importing more expensive nuclear energy from France. And then, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, wanted to make herself the Green Lady of Europe, but yet their electricity is so high that Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen are leaving Germany. Their manufacturing base is what Germany is. They're the manufacturers of Europe. They can't afford the electricity costs. So ironically, what has happened because of this green revolution is it's just too expensive. And yet, the German carbon footprint has increased over the last 20 years, whereas the American carbon footprint during the shale revolution has decreased. So the whole political strategy of what Germany and France has done has been completely failed. Today, Germany is importing more energy from Russia than it was 20 years ago. So that's going to be a trend that continues. Now, there are certain countries like the UK that are really pushing for the development of its unconventional sources, because the old conventional sources like the North Sea are declining. And because they put so much tax on the North Sea, there's been no exploration because of the risk to rewards not there anymore. But the UK is an interesting model to watch because of what Quadrilla is doing in the Boland Shale. They've now found over 200 TCS of gas that can basically supply the UK for about 200 years of domestic demand. So Germany also has very high potential geology. Germany was producing oil 50 years before the U.S., but the reality is unless they change their permitting process and their strategy from a political standpoint, where countries like France and Spain have banned fracking, they're going to be importing more energy from Russia as the years come.
You know, Marin, I got to tell you, I think the one place where we being my country, really, really lost in this whole situation is that if you look at the situation logically, okay, and if you look at the level of dependence that the European community has on Russia, there's absolutely no way that was ever, ever going to be let go by the Russians. Absolutely impossible. And I find it really interesting that the three really high-level U.S. diplomats, specifically the President, the Vice President, and the Secretary of State, blustered about how Russia was engaging in an illegal action, never mind what we did in Iraq, and how Vice President Biden is over in Eastern Europe right now assuring everybody that we're going to stand by them. I mean, I got to tell you, I got to believe when those guys aren't around, they've got to be the butt of just a whole bunch of jokes, because they engaged in an action that was totally unnecessary and they lost.
Well, they repeated what they did in Syria. President Obama said, "We are going to draw a line in the sand." Well, the Russians said, "Sure, draw your line," and they don't care. The reality is that the Americans are pushing their failed geopolitical strategy, and it keeps just blowing up in front of them, and they don't adapt or evolve. Al, you have to remember that it's not just Europe that's dependent on Russia. In the U.S. right now, it's a tragedy, and I'm shocked that people don't talk about this more, but Americans import more nuclear fuel from Russia than Canada. Okay, and Canada has the Athabasca Basin, that's the highest grade uranium in the world, but still to this day, more uranium comes from Russia than Canada. On top of that, in the U.S., when it comes to production of uranium, Russian companies produce more uranium on American soil than all the American companies combined. Here's another crazy fact. 1 in 10 homes in America are powered by Russian nuclear fuel.
Are you serious? I had no idea.
That is a fact from the EIA.
There are just so many facts out there, guys, that I find that we in the West aren't paying attention to. And Russia is making these political plays. I think they're slowly aligning themselves more and more with China. And these guys are looking to be the powerhouse. They continue to acquire resources. They continue to really supply the world with energy, from what it sounds like, from what you're saying, Marin. They really hold the big stick, and that's why they don't care what the U.S. does. Dropping these sanctions on Russia, these guys just laugh at them. It's something that we've talked about too, right, Al?
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but I got to tell you, just want to get Marin a quick opinion on one last thing, and that is, I think the United States is going down the river of no return, in the sense that, boy, I really would be surprised if we maintain our dominance well into the future. That's a complicated question. Give me a short answer.
Well, as long as the petrodollar is alive, America will be able to stay near the top. If the petrodollar dies, and right now the Russians are making moves with the Chinese to destabilize the power of the petrodollar, and once the petrodollar loses its dominance, goodbye to the American way of life.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that bad, but let me tell you, in terms of worldwide importance, I would have to agree with you 100%. Hey, you guys out there, you want to find more out about this guy, Marin Katusa, click on his picture. You can get everything you want to know about him, what he does for Casey, his opinions, etc., etc. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.